So, Haigup, how would you think this through?
So I think there are enough indications to treat her. She has 6% blast, which scores 0.5. She has trisomy 8, which is intermediate, so that's another 0.5. And she has 3 lineage dysplasia, so the total score is 1.5, so she's not low risk. So I would treat her with either azacitidine or decitabine, and I would add some growth factors in the management of this patient. The data shows clearly that either azacitidine or decitabine can improve the outcome of these patients, and she has enough indications to be treated. So I would treat her with azacitidine or decitabine-based therapy. Now the question is, would you do something more in terms of an investigational component? And there are several studies which are looking at the addition of other things.
So how would you choose between azacitidine and decitabine?
I think it depends on the availability. I think they are both reasonably equivalent. One is subcutaneous, one is IV. And then the other issue is, could you get it on a trial? And what combination would that trial allow you to add? There are a lot of potential studies that these patients could be eligible for. In the community practice, I think azacitidine or decitabine would be as good. The other point is she's only 77. And so if she does fail an aza or decitabine component of therapy, I would still consider her for an allogeneic stem cell transplant.
Allogeneic stem cell transplant,
So I wouldn't consider her upfront, but she does have a score of 1.5. That's intermediate two risk disease. It's not a lower risk disease. And so this is the kind of patients which on the randomized studies benefited from azacitidine or decitabine. Now, if she fails this treatment, then when patients with higher risk MDS fail azacitidine or decitabine, their median survival is about 6 months, less than a year. So one could consider the possibility of an allogeneic transplant. Now, if she fails with a low blast count and cytopenias, one could consider things like growth factors, multikinase inhibitors, and others. But if she fails with a high-risk disease, I think there's a need for consideration of a transplant or supportive care.
And is allo potentially curative in this situation, Haigup?
Yes, it is curative, but it's not curative in high proportion. So if you take a patient like her who fails azacitidine, decitabine, the cure rate is probably at about 20%. It's not more than that.
So, Charlie, what do you think about the algorithm that's starting to come out here for this patient?
I agree with it. I'm not sure about the transplant part in terms of her tolerance. And it's not a question of if she responds to the hypomethylating agent, because about two-thirds don't respond, and everyone who responds, unfortunately, eventually relapses. So you have to be considering post-treatment options in everybody. This lady, I agree, will be a candidate for treatment likely soon. But I usually watch people for a month or two. I think Dr. Time, we call it, is smarter than all of us, particularly in a chronic disease like this. But given the characteristics she has, she's likely to need treatment. If she was a little less advanced, I would try to figure out what ails her. And what ails her seems to be the hemoglobin. And I would certainly do an EPO level to determine whether or not there's a probability that she might respond to EPO. EPO is not going to fix the platelets. It's not going to fix the neutrophils. She doesn't need those fixed. What she has that makes you worry, the chromosome changes and whatever 6% blasts mean. But I think we use the IPSS, but we depend more, frankly, on what happens over time, sort of a dynamic IPSS. And I think yours, don't you have an MDS score that takes that into consideration?
Right.